Now, whilst most people may well be talking about Chelsea as emulating Arsenal's invincible record of 2005, I think we've got some potential invincible material on our hands here as well in Bristol City, who are still unbeaten in League One so far this season. Their only loss, in fact, coming at home to Oxford early on in the season in the Capital One Cup. Well, they won't want to lose this cup match either, because they're playing against a Wimbledon side in League Two who have struggled a bit of late. But the likes of Matt Tubbs and Adebayo Akinfenwa up front, they've got a very potent strike force. And in fact, it's that reason alone why I can see Wimbledon grabbing one or even two goals in this game. Of course, Bristol City, whilst they're doing very well in the league, they've conceded six goals in the last four at Ashton Gate. Conceded two at home to MK Dons, two at home to Chesterfield, and two at home in that 2-2 draw with Bradford City. So, like I say, whilst they are winning games, there's a tendency to concede at home, and Wimbledon will look to that for confidence. But I can still see the Bristol City win, and Bristol City win, and both teams to score at 21-10 is a price that sticks out to me. Just quickly, some goal scorers as well. J. Manuel Thomas scored his first goal at the weekend, and I think he gets a start in this game. He's struggled for places this season, so he'll be fresh, he'll be confident as well. And at 6-5 anytime, he may be well worth a look. Corey Smith. Now, Corey Smith is a player that scored two goals in Bristol City's last Johnson's Paint Trophy match away at Cheltenham. He is 5-1 anytime to score. That is a huge price and well worth a look too. So I'd be looking for Bristol City win and goals in this game.